Hainesboro changes its code to allow sales tax collection from online retailers. And a new program on offer at the Hainesboro Public Library shows stargazers how to take photos using a network of remotely operated telescopes in the lower 48. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Hainesboro Assembly passed an ordinance to amend borough code this week. The code now reflects a recent Supreme Court decision that opens the door for local governments to collect taxes from certain online retailers. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Amazon was one of the online vendors that surprised Alaskans by charging local tax last winter. That was a response to a recent Supreme Court decision that says online retailers could be responsible for collecting and remitting local sales tax. Sheila Stewart is the Hainesboro Finance Director.
The Wayfair case sort of changed the landscape for sales tax collection.
Most states have a sales tax and a single statewide administrator. But Alaska doesn't have a statewide sales tax. It has over 100 municipalities that make their own rules.
We don't all have to have the same right. We don't even all have to have the same exemptions.
In response to the Wayfair decision, the Alaska Municipal League, or AML, started an initiative where local governments can opt in to be part of a streamlined taxing organization that would represent the whole state. They're doing that because part of the Wayfair decision says that online retailers don't have to pay the tax if it's an undue burden.
If, for example, a municipality was going to have an exemption for a veterinarian, there would be, you know, a standard exemption and you would either opt in or opt out.
Without the streamlined system, an online retailer might have to interact with each municipality in Alaska to figure out their tax system. AML's idea is that online retailers would only talk to one state representative, and they'd manage all the municipalities. That way, retailers would be more likely to participate in local tax gathering. Last week, Haines was among more than 30 communities that met with the AML in Anchorage to find solutions.
From many local governments' perspectives, these are current taxes that aren't being paid.
Nils Andreasen is the executive director of Alaska Municipal League. He says a lot of municipalities are working to do what Haines did, to clarify code so they can lawfully collect taxes from online retailers.
So one of the reasons to move forward with online sales tax collection and remittance is because right now there's not a level playing field between local shop owners or storefronts who have to pay a local sales tax and Amazon. An online retailer.
So the local benefits are twofold. Additional income means more funding for local services, and making online retailers collect sales tax means local businesses are more competitive. But Andreasen says some communities are concerned that a centralized state tax authority means they may get left out or lose local control. He says to think of that body as a resource, not an enforcer.
So it turns out, and I'm not an expert on this, so there's a lot of variation and a lot left to be interpreted. And for sales tax administrators, they need to be very specific in what's taxable.
Initially, AML thought that municipalities would have to change their local exemptions and adopt a statewide standard. But that won't be necessary. AML is investing in software that manages those details. But municipalities do need to agree on definitions for taxable and exempt goods. That's where the local governments will need to work together and where a statewide tax group could be useful. Andreasen says the software will take some time to develop, but he expects to see resolution to the online tax question in the next year. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Hainesboro Public Library is hosting a class to teach stargazers how to use a network of remotely operated telescopes. The technology allows astronomers of all levels to make their own discoveries. Before moving to Haines, Eric Stevens helped develop space hardware for Ball Aerospace, an engineering firm.
One of my projects was a experimental sea surface temperature radiometer, which is basically a really, really nice thermal camera, an infrared camera, that hangs out the bottom of an airplane and points down at a body of water.
These days, Stevens works as the systems engineer for the Hainesboro Public Library, but that doesn't mean he has lost his passion for space exploration. With help from the NASA at My Library program, Stevens will teach a class on how to take photos of faraway planets, stars, and nebulas using remote telescopes stationed across the U.S.
This was all new to me when I heard about it through this NASA at My Library program, so I was really excited to hear that you can actually log on and you can control the telescopes and you get to process your own data. I think it's really cool.
25 years ago, the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics helped create a network of micro-observatories that can be controlled online. The network provides access to 5 automated telescopes located in Arizona and Massachusetts. After users select a target and choose an exposure time, the telescopes capture images at night and email them back the next day.
You can request the image and then you get this image, and it's basically just raw data. So you have to use their software through the website to process the image and generate something that visually makes sense.
Roy Gould is the director of the Micro Observatories project. He says that while the images created with the telescopes are beautiful, the value is in what can be learned from them.
You can actually measure the speed of light if you take measurements for long enough. You can repeat Galileo's experiments showing that the planets go around the sun. You can go back online and look at the images that other students have taken over time, and you can see new stars being born in galaxies. And we've had some scientists even publish papers on that.
Gould says that the astronomical discoveries of this era are unprecedented. When the Micro Observatories program started 25 years ago, nobody knew for certain if other worlds existed beyond our solar system. Since then, thousands have been discovered. Even though the Micro Observatory Network provides the tools to find new stars and planets, Gould says that isn't really the point.
It's not necessarily the new discovery, it's the personal discovery. You know, if you go to the Grand Canyon or you go to Alaska, you could just go to a store and buy a postcard and send you get a beautiful photo. But people take their own pictures, and there's something about taking your own, even though it's not a professional picture. It has a very different quality. It's yours.
Stevens will demonstrate how to use the Micro Observatory Network at the Hainesboro Public Library on June 19th at 5:30 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.